We are learning from the Sefer Mishneh Brura, Simin Tof Chaf Vav Hilchos Rosh Chodesh Sif Gimel. That's Sif Gimel Tof Chaf Vav. Okay.
438 in
the
English.
438 in English. Says the Mechaber, Eimah Sayim Bevarich Leolel. Until when can a person make the brach of Kiddush Levana? When in the month is the question. Ad tes zayin miyoyim hamoylad, until the 16th day of the moylad. The moylad is when the new month comes. V'loy tes zayin bechlal, but not including the 16th day. So he's saying 15 days, says the Mechaber. However, the Ramah says, v'ein lekadish ela ad chatzay chav tes yudbeis toshin sadigimol min hamoylad. We should do it before the 15th, because according to the way the Ramah learns it, that already the 15th is halfway, and then it's now going to be waning, and it's not called b'chidusha. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin, which is number 17 in English. The Mishneh Berurah says, Miyoyim Hamoylad, Lav Dafka Miyoyim, Lav Dafka from the day, Ela Mishas Hamoylad Maninan. But we do it from the Mishasim, from the time of the Moilo, we start counting. The Mishazu, from this time, Maninan Tezvav Yoim, Me'es L'Eis, we count 15 days, Me'es L'Eis. Now, Me'es L'Eis means that, for example, right now it is 10:06 on a Thursday. Me'es L'Eis would mean tomorrow at 10:06. Not tomorrow at daybreak, but exactly tomorrow at 10:06. That's what we're saying. Me'es L'Eis, exactly 24 hours later. When the moila is in the middle of the yoim harishon, the first day, you can mekadish on lel yoim sheni. That's the Sunday night. That dying meaning of 2 weeks later, not the Sunday night after the moila. You need retaining until 2 weeks later. That Sunday night. That dying leka tezvav meisleis, because you don't have a complete 15 days yet. And according to the Ramah, you don't do it until the 15th. But you don't do a 15, but until the 15th. Because once already it's the 15th, it starts diminishing, it's waning, so you don't have a chidush, a newness in the month. Yutes, Sifkatin Yutes. He says, the Kaimulon Dein, Chodsho Shalavana Pachas Min Choftes Yoim, the Yudbei Shois, Toshin Sadi Gimel, Chelke Sho'o. This is the 29 days and 12 hours, and the Tavshin Sad Gimel portions of the 793, correct? Of the day, of the month rather. The Shah Mishalik al Tav Tav Reish Pesh Chalakim, an hour is divided up into 1,080 Chalakim. In Kain, Imichol Hamoyla B'moitzai Shabbos, Shtaim Ashoy Shoyis Balaylo. If the Moylad comes into existence, on Matzai Shabbos, the word Moilad once again is the birth of that month for that month. Then you have shtayim, 2 or 3 hours in the night. According to the Ramah, you have up until the next 2 weeks later Sunday night, but that's it. Even though you don't have a complete 15 days, because once again, the Ramah is learning it's me'es la'es. It's not a matter of a complete up to 15 days. It's me'es la'es, learns the Ramah. Next, that's why you have sometimes you'll have the Gabi make an announcement. Tonight is the last night that one can mekadesh levana. So if you didn't do it yet, make sure you go out. It's a Tuesday, whatever it might be. Make sure you go out and you mekadesh levana. I'm just giving an example. Sif Dalit says the Mechaber. Ein mevarichin aleha ad shiavru shiva yomim aleha. We know, we're familiar with some opinions say wait 7 days, some say wait 3 days before we mekadesh levana. This is the source in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishneh Berurah, of where this comes from. The Mechaber says you have to wait 7 days. Hagod, the Ramah says, vein mekadesh in halavana tachas agag, we should not mekadesh levana underneath a rooftop. Let's see the reasons for both. Ad Shiavru Sifkat Nechaf in the Mishneh Berurah, Nevada now, that's number 20. Ad Shiavru al Shiva, V'roiv ha'achroinim pligi al zeh. Most of the achroinim disagree with this, waiting for 7 days. Uladitu al kol padim la'achar shloisha yomim me'itz la'eis ha'moylod. Shenenim kvar me'oiro. Yesh levarach aleh ve'in la'achmis ha'mitzvah. There are those who many achroinim hold that after 3 days of the moylod, of the new moon, that is when it is appropriate to go and mekadesh levana, in order not to lahachmitz mitzvah. Now we'll discuss what about Matzah Shabbos. But the point is, let's say the third day is Matzah Shabbos. Do we wait a complete 7 days? Well, if you hold like the Mechaber, you will. But does that have... Yeah, okay. So the Sfardim hold like the Mechaber. You did not do it. Okay. I want to wish you atzlacha for this Matzah Shabbos. I hope it works out. Okay. No, they have that storm possibly coming. Okay, so that's the machlokes there. So we have the achronim say shelo lahachmitz mitzvah. You shouldn't let it spoil. Shouldn't waste the time. Achenim hashlishi lachodeshu beechad mimei shavua. If the third day of the new month of the new moon is on one of the days of the week. As we explained, learned earlier in Sif Beis, that the best time is Matzoi Shabbos. V'kama achreinim v'hagro michlola mikilin af boifin zeh v'savri dein kedai l'hashes ha-mitzvah b'chol gavni. The gro and other achreinim hold, no, you should mikash levana even before Matzoi Shabbos. If it's the third day since the new moon, even if it's a Wednesday, a Tuesday, a Monday, don't wait till Matzoi Shabbos. Well, Kain Hanoig Kain Bevadi Yishal Mi Lismaich One who says Kiddush Levana in such a way he has to rely upon the Prat V'Yimei Achayif V'Geshem. Even more so during the Chayif and the Geshem, the winter time and the rainy season, which is what we are in now. That a person should try to act. And say it earlier. Bavadeh hazariz akadish harezim shubach. One who is zariz, that's going to be one of the topics of Mesilas Yesharim, zrizus. One who is zariz to do the mitzvahs quickly. In other words, not to wait and do it zriz, zeal, alacrity, right? Then harezim shubach. This is praiseworthy. Tachas agag. One should not mikadish levana underneath the rooftop. Says the Mishnah Brura, elo tachas kibas hashemayim. It should be under the heavens. The sky. Vatam the Kiddush Levana who kikabalas pnei Shechina. Kiddush Levana is like you're greeting the Shechina. You had your finest clothing on. Veinze derech eretz derech kavod shia oimei tachas agag. It's not derech kavod to be on the it's like you're going to greet somebody. How do you greet them? They come to you. You have to go out to greet them. That's what greeting means. You go outside. Lefichach yoytzim itachas agag l'rechayv. Therefore, we go out from underneath the rooftop and we go just like we greet kings. This is all lechatchila, an ideal situation. A person has not feeling well and he's not able to go outside. Or it's not a clean place. When we say not clean, we don't mean there's some stuff on the floor. Halachically not clean means a person cannot make a bracha because there's a bad odor and things like that. One cannot make the bracha in that such an area, or it's a dangerous place. Shekadesh bebeisoy derech haloin, he should mekadesh bebeisoy derech haloin from through the window. Oy pesach apasuach neged halvana, or with a pesach apasuach with a doorway opened facing the moon. Take a question 1 second. They bring down over interesting how the Chazon Ish we learned. The Mishmur said, don't do Kiddush Levana underneath when you have a rooftop. So the Chazon Ish, he actually would. He would have say Kiddush Levana with the rooftop over his head. So the Stiplers that sell and Hadim and Chaim L'Chaim and Chaim Kinyansky both explain that this that it says you should go out to greet the king means that you should not be in your regular room. I don't know, I think I heard the Chazon Ish had one room for his whole house. But you should not be in your regular room. You should go out to from that place and go show you're going to greet someone. That explains the Stipler. Suffices when you go out from that room to a different room. So that's where, that's why when the it's brought down, how the Chaznish would have that rooftop, it's fine just because, just as long as you go out from your regular residence and you're going out to greet. And the truth is, when we greet someone, we're not standing in the street all usually, you know, cars are coming, right? We go out, we'll go out to the front porch. That's how you'll greet someone. So you can understand how that fits in, yes. Why don't we say it when? Why don't we say it? So let me just repeat the question. The question is, why do we say Kiddush Levana? Why do we wait 3 days? Let us say it on the second night. So we learned earlier. We learned earlier that when it's too small, we want to have more light, and then we have more nen, as like Joel is saying. Now we learned earlier that we want to have more of it. It's like we have a flashlight, and it's just a little. Then you push it on totally. Oh, there you got a nice amount of light. So we want to get more hanah from it. Yes. You're saying because until the official daytime, then I hear what you're saying. Possible, makes sense. Let's go right along to Simon Tov Chav Zayin. Kishereish Chaydesh Shnei Yamim Heich Kois Vin Yishtaris. This is a very halachah lemaisa. When Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, how do you write on a document? Well, we have different type of documents. We have a marriage document. We have a divorce document. You have a document when you borrow money from somebody, perhaps. What is the correct halachic way, procedure of writing a document? When Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, you write in the shtaris, in the documents. On Yom Rishon, which is Rosh Chodesh. And he says, Shehu Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Shavar. It's the 30th day of the previous month. The Haminyon L'Chodesh, and the counting of the days of the month. Now, which is day one of the month? Is it the first day of Rosh Chodesh, or is it the second day of Rosh Chodesh? So, as we saw, the fingers go up, which is correct. The Haminyon L'Chodesh Miyom Hasheni, from the second day of Rosh Chodesh, is called day one. Right, it's a little confusing for a second. When is 2-1? Well, 2 is 1. When it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh, it's the first day of the month. Right? That's why I just stick with the calendar. I just look at the calendar. The Koisin boy be'echel chodesh. And you say, that's the first day of the month. Hago kishim abrim hashona. When you have an extra month, an extra adar. Koisin be'adar rishon adar stam uvesheni adar sheni. And the first adar, one writes just Adar. And then in the second Adar, you write Adar Sheni. I know years ago when in English classes, they would teach us that you don't write a 1 unless there's going to be a 2. I don't know if that's correct or not, but that's what they remember they said. Right? Oh, yeah. Right? Right, right, right. Before there was a 2, World War II, it was a Great World War. Right. So here he's saying you just write Adar Stam. We're going to see the Achronim who disagree, though, but let's continue. Sev cotton olive in the Mishnah Brura. So he said when you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, how do you write a shtar? So the Mechaber told us on by Yom HaRishon, you write B'Yom Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th day of the past month, the month that just passed. So Loimar says the Mishnah Brura, Shekach Koisin, this is how you write it. V'dasa Bach, however, the Bach says Shekoisin Lehepach. You write the opposite. B'yom Shloshim LaChodesh, on the 30th day of the month, which is of a certain month. Shehu Yom Rishon, Shehu Yom Rosh Chodesh Ploni. V'chei Mashim Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim say like this. The Bach and Prima Gadim. We first discuss what was. So we say B'yom Shloshim LaChodesh. It's the 30th day of the month today. Then it is the Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th day of the last month. So we have different opinions, and once again, most probably the Sfadim would be Naig, more like the Mechaber, and Ashkenazim would probably be Naig more, when I assume, like these Achrayim, the Bach and Prima Gadim. Now you start counting Sifkan Beis Aminyan L'Chodesh Miyom HaShayni Ratzolai Mashem Imenu Maschil Limno Yisimei HaChodesh Abba from the second month Maschil Limno Yisimei HaChodesh Abba Ki Hu Iker HaKvius, because we said the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the Iker V'Hayoyim Shloishim Hu Raka Shlomus HaChodesh Avar, and the 30th day, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, is the completion of the past month. Now, do you write Adar Stam? Stam meaning just plain Adar, or do you write Adar 1? Vuadin, the same halacha applies. Now what? Kishimavarchin HaChodesh, Bevesa Knesses. You just say either Adar, according to like the Rama over here, or however, Maskanas Achreinim, the Hanachin of Farish Vishneim, that it's more appropriate, say the Achreinim, to be specific. In the first month, you will take care of any confusion, any possible room for error. You write Adar Rishon. Let's say a person doesn't know what he's doing really. And he looks at it and says, Adar. Ooh, you know, that's a, which Adar was it? Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. So, really, we should know Adar means Adar, the first Adar. But if you write Adar Rishon, the question doesn't exist. No problems can come up. Vasheni Adar Hasheni. In the second month, you write Adar Hasheni. Simen Tof Chof Ches. We're now beginning the last simen in the Chelik Dalet of the Mishnah Brura. Voy Chesifim. The Seyde Kiviyas HaMayedim. This is the order of how we set the Yontifs. Ukriyas HaParshius. And the lenny of the certain different Parshius. Says the Mechaber Sef Aleph. Elu HaYomim She'ein Koivin Bahem HaMayedim. These, now we can discuss the days which we do not have a yontif fall out on, the days of the week that a yontif can, the first day the yontif cannot fall out on. Okay, there's a whole set of rules. Loi adu roish hashana. Now, what does the word adu mean? It's not in English. Right. It's not a word. Right. It's not a word. Adu stands for, and please keep this in mind because we're gonna have a bunch of these Badavs and different types of letters, which will not make any sense because it's not a word. Okay, so Aleph Dalid Vav stands for, Aleph is Sunday, Dalid is Wednesday, the fourth day of the week, and Vav is Friday, the sixth day of the week. Rosh Hashanah cannot, the first day of Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on any of those days. V'loi Gimel Ayin Vav, Yom Kippurim. We're going to read this a little quickly. It's also explanatory. V'loi Zayin Beis Dalid Purim cannot fall out on those days. V'loi Beis Dalid Vav of Pesach. V'loi Gimel Hezayin of Atzeres. V'shana Rab. Atzeres means Shavuos. V'loi Gimel Chanukah. Chanukah cannot fall out on the third day of the week. V'loi Aleph Gimel Vav. Some Esther. Tanis Esther. V'loi Beis Dalid Vav. Some Tammuz V'av. Let's take a quick look at Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Brura. Shein Kaivim Behem. Ein had tam ber halacha. Look at the reason for this in the ber halacha. So we are going to take a quick look. You know, I will actually tell you outside, for lack of time. The ber halacha basically tells us that we don't want to set up 2 days in a row, back to back, that have an iser malacha midaraisa. Now let's clarify what that means. We know Yontif Sheni Shagolius, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we have 2 days of back-to-back. We have a Shabbos, or we have a Yontif, which is Daraisa, and then we have another day. But that second day is Dirabbanan. Here, the calendar is not to be set up in a way where we have back-to-back days of Isser Malacha, of Isser Malacha Midaraisa. Okay, that's what the one reason which the Be'er Halacha is explaining, why all of these days cannot fall out on these on the certain days of the week. Another reason, which is explained, is the importance of Hoshana Rabbah. What do we do Hoshana Rabbah? We take the Rabbis, we go around. It's a very important minug. And then what do? We smash him on the floor. Now, there's a whole discussion which we're not going to get into. It says to hit it 5 times or different rhyme. It doesn't have to be until the whole branch is clean of the leaves, unless you're like my little children, and as children, that's what is brought down the paiskim. That's the minhag of children, that they smash until the leaves are empty. And one of my sons, he's with a big smile, he shows me, Abba, look what I did. You know, he got every single leaf off. He was out there for 25 minutes. And, of course, the front porch is full of leaves over there. Did he sweep it up is the question. Now, the Be'er Halacha says that we don't, if Hoshana Rabba falls down on the Shabbos, we're not going to be able to do this Chashav Minog of doing the taking the Aravos. There's a whole shell on the Paiskim, which we're not for now to discuss. But why not? Because it's really Talush already, and it's already detached. So it's not a derisa of detaching these leaves from the branch. But this is two reasons mentioned in the Be'er Halacha. We'll take good questions afterwards. Okay, let's continue. We have to cover some ground here. But let's continue because we have to. Yeah, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's important to see that because we start making calculations without the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to make wrong calculations. He says like this: Sifkat and Beis. Before you see something Sifkat and Beis, it's always good to read the Mechaber. L'yoylem b'yoyim she'yeh Purim. Yeah, lag ba'imer. The same day Purim falls out, will also be lag ba'imer. The simin, there's a sign for this. Peleg, pei is Purim, lag ba'omer. Okay, a lot of simon we're going to come to now. Well, yom she'ah Chanukah, the day we have Chanukah, yad seres will also be shvuas. Kishia kisidron or chaseyim, when they are kisidron or chaseyim. Let's see what those words mean in Mishnah Brura. Okay, so now we're going to see, first of all, right away, there's going to be a tall cipher. There's a mistake written. So that's why we want to see the Mishnah Berurah to tell us what the mistake is. Hinei b'emes ze'enoi. We said that b'yom she'a Chanukah, the day that Chanukah falls out, is going to be lag ba'omer. That's not true, he says. The whole Chanukah, efshel yos b'yom hei and zayin. Chanukah can fall out on the fifth day of the week and on the seventh day of the week. V'atzeres, however, shvuos, efshel yos kanal, cannot be like we just mentioned. Achein b'emes shatav soifer uvitzarech loimer v'yoyim shiyah atzeres yechanukah. It has to be, though, whatever day will be atzeres will be shvuas, that day will be Chanukah. Not whatever day will be Chanukah will be shvuas. So Chanukah follows what shvuas is. The hainu ha-Chanukah she'acharav, the Chanukah of the next year. Achein, however, dezeu dafka kishahashonah hi kesidra. That's only when the order, when that year is kesidra. What does kesidra mean? The months of Cheshvan and Kislev, Echad Malay, one is a complete month, Ve'echad Choser, and one is not a complete month. Oishneim Chaserim, or both of them are Choser, not complete months. Aval, however, Kishashneim Mileim, when they both are Cheshvan and Kislev, are both complete months, Yova Yom Rishoin, Shel Chanukah, B'yoim She'achar Atzeres, then the first day of Chanukah will come after Shavuos, the next year, the Chanukah of the next year after Shavuos. Gagoyin im Rishoyin shall Atzeres, Chal b'yoyim Rishoyin. If the first day of Atzeres of Shavuos will come out, Chal b'yoyim Rishoyin on a Sunday, Yavi Chanukah b'yoyim Sheini. Chanukah will be on a Sunday. Now, I just want to point out once again, a lot of what we're going to be covering from now till the end, technical, you'll open your calendars, and you'll see it straight there, where the calendars get it from. Okay, got it from here. Let's see another one, even though we have not too much time left. And Rabbi Kay is going to be after me for the time here. It says the Mechaber, Eilu hayomim, these days, shehukvu v'hem Rosh Chodashim, v'loi b'zulasim. These are the days we have Rosh Chodesh and not other days. Now, if you notice, there's a half moon and an asterisk by the word shehukvu. And if you notice, there is a very large footnote that your hand's covering right now. We are not going to be seeing it. We'll be seeing that footnote together. But if you want something to do tonight, you can see that large footnote. But just wanted to point out, there's a lot to discuss about this. Okay. Says the Mechaber. I'm going to read the words. And once again, the word agahaz is not a word. It's letters that these are the days that Rosh Chodesh cannot fall out on. So, Rosh Chodesh Nisan cannot fall out on Aleph Gimel Hei Zayin. Iyar cannot fall out on Veiz Gimel Hei Zayin. Sivan Aleph Gimel Dalet Vav. Tammuz Aleph Gimel Hei Vav. Av Veiz Dalet Vav Zayin. Elul Aleph Veiz Dalet Vav. Tishrei Veiz Gimel Hei Zayin. Mar Cheshvan, which we're now, Gimel Dalet Vav Aleph Kislev Aleph Veiz Gimel Dalet Hei Vav. Teves. It's the only one day we could fall out according to this, right? Teves is Aleph Veiz Gimel Dalet Vav. I'm sorry, these are days that can fall out on nothing else. I said it backwards. These are days Rosh Chodesh can fall out on and nothing else. Or else it would be like quite impossible. Okay. It's like, you know, it's just, you know, the diode, it's not going to work out. Okay. Adar is Zayin Veiz Dalet Vav. Ubeiber Adar Rishon is the first, when you have a leap year of Adar, the first Adar is Veiz Dalet Hei Zayin, and the Sheni is Veiz Dalet Vav Zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadin Gimel, Shukbo Behem, Kol Eilu Hayamim, Shu Choy Shev, all these days that he's calculating, Im HaRosh Chodesh, Hu Shel Shnei Yamim, if the Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Bebnei Sheh HaChodesh Avar, because the past month, Hayamale, was complete. Koi HaSimen Ayoyim Sheni, Shel Rosh Chodesh, this whole days that we're talking about when Rosh Chodesh will fall out on, is the second day, in that scenario. From the second day of Rosh Chodesh, that's the first day of the month. Once again, another Tol Sofer is a mistake. It should not say, not that the Mechaber made a mistake, it's a mistake in our text. They want to explain the koyal yom rishon the Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan shechal beil hayom. It's referring to the first day of Mar Cheshvan, which fall out on these days. V'doyche gadol who says the Mishmur, it does not make a lot of sense. The ma shno the bezeh chodesh nasa nesimin al yom rishon shaloi ma shaloi also came ishar chadoshim. Because if you want to say that only by Cheshvan we're discussing the first day of the month. Right, of Rosh Chodesh. But every other month we're discussing the second day. It doesn't fit so well. Okay, we'll hold here for today. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will have the regular Mishnah Berurah here. And after 11:55, for those Erev Shabbos who want to stick around for a little more Mishnah Berurah, I know it's going to be Erev Shabbos and Shabbos getting earlier, we're going to try to cover some more ground. Have a good Shabbos. Well, have a nice day.